Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hello, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio, and we're happy to welcome Michelle Race back with us today. She has been with us before. She's an amazing woman. She is a certified transformational health coach, and she's a speaker and a life coach, and she helps people, mostly women, struggling with the changes that life throws at them. Through her unique coaching programs, women are able to find their voice, discover new possibilities, and start to live life again on their own terms. Her mission is to help as many women as possible step into their power, prioritize themselves, reconnect with their inner wisdom, and achieve success in all aspects of their lives. You know, that sounds really great, and there are a lot of people, especially women, who look forward to having help of that kind. Michelle is, she's amazing. She's been doing this for a really good while, and she has the greatest term. She's an age agility coach. Age agility coach. That's the term. And I'm going to get her to explain. I know we talked about this before. It was mentioned last week. Explain that term. You came up with that yourself, Michelle. Describe what that means to you. Age agility. How about that?
It just kind of came to me when I was trying to figure out what I was going to do as a coach, because they ask you to find your niche or niche. And so to me, I kind of used myself as what they call an avatar. So to me, age agility is having the agility to age gracefully, to make a pivot at any time of your life, to reinvent yourself and your passions and your purpose, and to leave a legacy or to pay it forward and to live your best life. And why wouldn't all women want to have that healthy mindset to say yes to themselves and to learn to embrace these new opportunities and flow and grow at any age? Because I feel the best is yet to come.
So what age bracket would this would this be 40 and beyond, or would be lower than that? What category would you this in?
Well, midlife starts about 45 to 60, and I'm into my 70s now. So I feel like there's a time between like 65 and 70 where you start going through all these different changes, say like, you know, retirement, the loss of a loved one, parents, you know, aging out and losing them. And it's the same thing. It's the same process, the grieving process for when you're going through a divorce and your children are leaving home. And all of a sudden, maybe you've lost your identity of who you've been for the last how many years you've been working. So I think it's a very critical time in our life when all these changes start to happen and sometimes they become overwhelming.
No, you make it sound so true. It is true. You're pointing out a lot of things that I think we don't pause and think about a lot. But they are they're big changes, which makes me – do you think all women could use an age agility coach like you, even if they don't feel like they're going through a crisis?
Yes. I just was listening to an audiobook from Coach Mel Robbins, and it's the second time I've listened to it. It's from like 2011, and it's called Stop Saying You're Fine, Discover a More Powerful You. And she explains how we're bombarded every day with the reality shows and all these Kodak moments. I can use Kodak because I'm from Rochester, so on social media. And, you know, about how wonderful everybody's lives are and the food they're eating and all this good stuff. And then you kind of look at yourself and say, well, why is my life so boring compared to all these rest of these people? And you may be fine, but, you know, you may be thinking that the life you lead is now, and you have these other ideas of what you may secretly want to have in your life. And this could make you feel stuck. only you are the one in the way of making a change. And it doesn't have to be a crisis, a real crisis. It could be just a gap between what your life is now and what you want in your mind, body, and spirit in your life to live the best life into our next decade.
Well, tell me a little bit about your own personal journey, because that's where you've developed this program from yourself. You've experienced this yourself, and this is what you used to help people with. Talk about your journey a little bit.
Well, at this point in my life, I have walked the walk. You know, I've been through that whole midlife menopause thing, and along with acquiring an autoimmune disease, too, at around the same time. And you're dealing with all these emotional ups and downs and unwanted weight gain, which can be, you know, devastating. So I dealt with taking care of my aging parents in their loss and the loss of my older sister, too. And then the unexpected retirement of a career that I had for 48 years that I loved due to the COVID pandemic. And with this, I also lost my identity because this is what I'd been for the last 50 years, a dental hygienist. But being a client of my work as a coach, I have rediscovered the new passions that give me a whole new life's purpose to continue to serve others. And, yeah, experience is the best teacher, I must say.
Nope. There's no question about that. So let's talk about how you help people who come to you who, you know, they've been experiencing things similar to you. They're depressed about aging, about their life crises that they have. How do you help them? What do you do?
Well, that's a good question because when you talk about depression, that's a whole different ballgame. So what I would do is during what I would call like a discovery call, I would find out how depressed this person is. You can really find out pretty much right away what kind of level of depression there is. And each profession has to know their scope of practice and when to refer to a therapist or psychologist. And a therapist or a doctor like a psychologist works to look to the past to overcome deep-rooted issues. And those are the ones we don't really want to, you know, we can go a little bit into deep, you know, everything stems from our childhood beliefs. So, I mean, we do go down there, but when you see that someone is totally depressed, it's time to refer. Because a coach actually helps you heal by empowering you to achieve future goals and not really working on the past problems that may be causing this depression. So personally, I would refer out and then wait till the right time to move on with future goals.
All right.
And
that's
how I would do it.
That's if depression is something real. Did you experience depression yourself or not?
Not really. I think I've had anxiety throughout the years, you know. And that's what helps with coaching, too, because many times I'd sit down with my coaches that I was working with and they'd say, what do you want to work on today? I'm like, oh, gee. And, you know, I'm okay. I can't think of anything. And then all of a sudden, you know, when you start thinking, when you actually, you know, step back and let go, you do come up with things that need to be talked out.
Well, then what I want you to explain is what do you do to help women who come to you in your category of age agility coach? I love that. It's great. Talk to me about how you coach ladies who come to you who are in the same category that you went through, you know, experiencing the same things. They're out of work, you know, they've been retired or whatever, and they have all these other issues, many of which you mentioned. What do you do to help them? How do you do it?
What I do, well, there's different programs I have, but essentially we have, I can help a coach a woman through the major, there's five big visions of life that we all have. And this is where agility and transformational coaching comes in. And one of the big visions of life is health and wellness, and that's being a health career, health coach. Two is career, how to transition your career, pivot a career, transition a career to retirement, or just finding new passions. Three is money. Money is a big one. Everybody seems to can get hung up on the money aspect, but you know, a lot of times it's more about your purpose and your passions. Number four is love and relationships. This is another huge, big vision of our life. And when we have these relationships with friends, husbands, partners, family, and community. And the last one is that which is greater, and that's a deeper fulfillment of connecting with a part of you with a higher guidance. So those are the five main areas or visions of life that I can help women as an agility coach.
Well, I know that's exactly what your goal is. And as we pointed out, you are a certified transformational health and life coach. And that really means you're helping people through transformations that are going on in their life. And you describe the fact that you have the tools to inspire and empower others so they can build personal confidence back in themselves, in their mind, body, and spirit, to help them transform is what they're doing at this point in their life. Exactly what kind of challenge, not challenges, but you have a combination of goal-setting coaching techniques that you use. Talk to us a little bit about that. What happens when someone comes to you and they, you know, they want your help? What do you do? How does it begin?
It starts with a conversation. And that's what I was calling like the opening the relationship conversation of seeing what a person, what their goals are, what did they want. And it's also like peeling back an onion. Now, they may say one thing, but they may be meaning another thing. So it's a process of, you know, asking the right questions and listening and then kind of even, you know, saying it back to them so that there's clarity, that I have clarity, that this is a process. And that's why most of my programs are a 90-day coaching process, because it does take time. There's certain steps. And you can't change anything overnight that can be something that's been, you know, following you around for a while and that needs to be talked out. And a coach, even a transformation coach, doesn't really give advice. It just opens up the client to discover what they really want and the steps it may take to get there. So it's a really cool process.
Well, you've described age agility, meaning improving mental and physical health and well-being. It's all the three of those. And it's not just about aiming to live longer, but to live better. And you can have your best life.
Exactly.
It's still very, very possible. So it's quite a program you have that you put your clients through when they come to you. How much of it involves physical, exercise or things like that, so they are physically fit? That is part of it, isn't it?
That's something new I'm really doing right now, because I've been physically fit and active all my life. And it's never too late to build muscle strength at any age. And I love Pilates. I love doing Zumba. And then I even do something called Body 20 in Pittsburgh, New York. It's a 20-minute workout that uses an FDA-cleared electro muscle stimulation, which is equivalent to an intense strength working out with heavy weights, you know, hours in the gym, but it's only 20 minutes. So, you know, not everybody's at that level. So currently what I'm designing now is an 8-week online fitness program, which I'm kind of calling right now Get Your Move On with Agility. And it's for inactive women or people that are just maybe walking as a routine for their exercise. And it's to help gain flexibility, balance, and the muscle strength to increase their metabolism while gaining energy and maintaining a healthy weight, and I say healthy weight, you know, I'm not saying you're going to lose 85 pounds or anything, but you're going to get to a healthy weight.
Right. But you know, I got to tell you, you have a great website. There's a picture of you there. You look great. You're obviously in pretty good physical shape, and you describe the aging process means that women, many can end up ill, so they end up hospitalized, or they end up in nursing homes, and you're going to try and prevent that from happening. Really, that's the bottom line, isn't it? That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, how often do you work with your clients? I mean, is it weekly? Is it more often?
Well,
tell me.
Weekly. A 90-day program is a weekly program that goes for 90 days. And if there's more, if somebody wants to, you know, go deeper, or our goals change. You know,
right.
If you have a different goal and you need more something else in accountability, that can go on for as long as somebody wants you. But I do want people to do, when they sign up, do the 90-day program, because you can't really, it's small steps. It's small increment, it's steps. And that's the way you're going to get transformation, if you just do the small steps at a time so that you can get the transformation that you desire without rushing through and...
I have to ask you, do you do this at all in person with clients, or, you know, is it all by Zoom or something of that? You know, it could be telephone even that way. How do you primarily work with your clients?
Well, since I started in COVID and everything was online, it still is. Even my physical program will be online. But I'll have some... accountability as far as, you know, how to do corrective exercises and take people through step by step like that, so they're not alone with just a video. And I did research online. There is no videos like this. I mean, you could join, you can go on and do sneakers or Silver and Fit and get some videos, but it's not going to go through the level of trying to have the exercise corrected so that they can, you know, do these without hurting themselves. Basically, we hurt ourselves just from daily activity.
I know.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Do you find it works? You can do this by Zoom, by watching, you know, folks on Zoom and correct them if they're not doing exercises correctly?
Yeah.
I assume that's part of it, wouldn't it?
Yes, it's a, yep. That's how I did do my training through the Academy, National Academy of Sports Medicine. It's all online, and you know, and that's since COVID too. I'm still exercising with the same women that I did at the gym, but now we're doing it online with live video.
Tell me something. What got you dedicated to doing this, to help others avoid, you know, the problems that you were beginning to face yourself? At what point did you think you wanted to become a coach? Not think, but actually decide you wanted to become a coach to help others. And then you trained
it. I think it found me. I was just online, looking online, wasting time during COVID, and I had no idea what I was going to do. And then I was drawn to one specific program. I didn't even do a lot of research. I just, you know, found this one Health Coach Institute online, and the light bulb went off, and I applied. And then it helped me through the change I was going through, because I was a client of my work as I was doing it. So I was able to... you know, learn how to pivot about leaving dental hygiene after 50 years. And I learned these small steps that I needed to reinvent myself. And it was such an easy decision. But the hard part was the transformation. And that's what takes, you know, the time to really get the transformation down. But
and you find it's working with clients who come to you? Do you have you been doing this long enough to have any success stories? sometimes it, you know, takes a while to get one of those.
I have success stories, yes.
Good.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's a slow process, you know, because it's all referral. I've been doing
right.
it grassroots, organically. So it is a long, you know, you get the clients and you can work through the 90 days. And then you have to have a referral. You know, obviously you're going to have to have success with your clients for them to refer you. But it's a slow process as far as when you're doing it organically like this in a small town, in a small city.
What do you expect to happen with your client in that 90-day period from the beginning to end? What kind of changes do you hope that they experience?
I hope they learn to actually step back from themselves, let go of what they're holding on to, and say yes to themselves to move forward, to make a change, and then giving them the empowered action to make the change. And the other most important part is setting up the accountability so that they can make a change. And then you celebrate their successes, too. It's so important because every little step is a success in transformation.
Well, I know you invite your clients to go through from their present state of fear, doubt, and the unknown to reaching their full potential and living their very best life. That's really what you are hoping to get for them so that they have a whole new outlook on life when they finish. Wouldn't that be right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a good way to put it.
That's a great way to put it. you know, but it's something they got. First, they have to have the mindset that they want to have a change, and do the work to get it. And it's just such an easy decision to try to get to that state of your mind, body, and spirit.
What are some of the secrets, programs that you use with your clients to get them? And again, I know it's spelled out on your website, which I say it's a great website. These are women basically aged between 50 and 70 and beyond. So you're getting them to move on with your agility program. What are some of the other things that you do with them to help them really move on?
I have a program about it's called Stop Missing Your Life. And it's just bringing the other areas of your life that maybe have been on hold for many years, you know, while you're raising a family, you know, going back to, you know, picking up that instrument that you used to play or tennis that you used to play or back to writing. There's so many things we put on hold. And so stop missing your life. It's to get you back on track so that you can, you know, give to the community because have self-care because if you don't have that self-care about yourself, you have nothing left to give. I'm really big on volunteering in the community, and I think it's very important for agility. And that way you meet other like-minded people. And you create a whole new community that way, too.
Well, I know you also have...
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, no, definitely. I know health and nutrition is all a part of this. You know, you have a program,
sure.
The Sugar Talk. You give your clients the Sugar Talk to try to get them off of sugar, I presume. Is that right?
That's a tough one, yep.
I've
done that with the... I've done it with the Dental Hygienist, too, Dental Hygienist Association in Connecticut. So I did a talk with them online about that, too. I geared it more for dental hygienists, but, hey, we all need that. We all need that sugar talk.
You're a speaker. Do you speak to groups very often to help them?
I do.
What's that like?
I love it. I joined Toastmasters International. You're in Rochester. It's one of the oldest Toastmasters groups in the country. And it's really helped me develop my speaking skills. I don't have a fear of speaking, Matter of fact, they when every time I get up there, they say, gee, you're so comfortable up there. And I'm like, oh, okay. I hide it well, I guess. No. But anyway, I enjoy speaking to others. I have somebody that is going to write another testimonial about one of the lectures I gave last winter. So I enjoy it.
I mean, you're described as a transformational health and life coach and speaker. So I would assume you do speak to on this subject, of health mm-hmm. and agility, which is, I think that's your word, age agility, to get people correct. To be agile and they reach in this age category. That's the important thing.
Get unstuck.
I get the impression you love what you're doing right now, that you were meant to do this. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've spent all my life, even as a hygienist, counseling and consulting with patients. And, you know, that's just how I developed this skill for talking one-to-one with people. And even as a hygienist, it wasn't like, you have to brush and floss. You have to brush, you know, it doesn't work that way. You have to give people options. You have to get their mindset changed. You have to let them choose how they want to floss or when they, you know what I mean? They're just, mm-hmm. you know, you can't force things down people's throat. So that's, I've always had that mindset of working with people to try to encourage them to do the best they can. And so changing to coaching was, and like I said, that was the easy part. It was the letting go of the dental. And obviously, I guess I haven't quite let go of the dental totally yet because I'm still talking about it.
Well, you did it for so long, it's only natural. Yeah. You know, that comes natural. But you're launching a new, you know, part of your life, and you're helping other people, you know, in your same age category do the same thing. You have a really great website, by the way. Your website is your
Thank
name.
You.
It's Michelle Race. I'll spell Michelle, obviously, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, and Race, R-A-S-E. If you just use that name, MichelleRace.com, you'll get to Michelle's website. You'll see about, you know, what she talks about, her program. And obviously, that's a way to get in touch with her there. So I congratulate you for you. And I think this is really something fascinating that you're doing at this point in your life. And I think you're helping other people. And that's
Thank
great.
Thank you so much,
you
Doug.
Know? No, it's true. It really is. So I just wanted, you know, I want people to understand what your agility program is all about. And basically, you know, there's that 90 days they work with, but you have people who work with you and can work with you longer than that, right? And it could go on for a year or so
right.
if they need the help.
Okay. So I'm going to do just a monthly, you know, it depends on the person, their goals, and their, you know, what they need as far as accountability.
All righty. Well, listen, I would encourage anyone listening, especially in the age category you mentioned, from 50 to 72 and beyond, to if they really feel they need some help, and there are many people who do, to go to your website, look it up, and then call you and talk to you. They can get in touch with you and learn what your program is all about. And, I mean, that's really the best way they're going to find out if this is something for them. So thank you for taking the time to talk with us, Michelle. It's been great having you back again. And I know your program
thank
is worthwhile, and so we're delighted to be able to talk about it and tell other people about it. Once again,
I'm so happy
your
to have
name,
the opportunity.
Michelle. Okay. MichelleRace.com. Thanks, Michelle. Have a great day. We appreciate it. Okay?
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye now.
All righty. Okay. Bye-bye. And that's it, everybody. Thank you very much.
You have been
okay.
listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.